Governor J.B. Pritzker said yesterday on CNN's State of the Union that Illinois requested 4,000 ventilators from the federal government, but that is only a fraction of what the state will get.
So our guess is at this point that we need a few thousand more than we have now, up to 4,000. That's what we've asked the federal government for. And over time, they've given us 450 total. Now, we're looking everywhere and anywhere across the world to get ventilators.
But like Governor Pritzker, many states are worried that in a worst-case scenario, there would not be enough ventilators for COVID-19 patients who need them. Our next guest is working with a research team on one potential solution to address the shortage with a device called the Rapid Vent. Bill King is a University of Illinois professor at the Granger College of Engineering and also in the Department of Biomedical and Translational Biosciences at Carl Illinois College of Medicine. He joins us now to tell us more about the Rapid Vent and how he hopes it can help. Bill, thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So, Professor King, can you describe for us the Rapid Vent and how this prototype is different from a traditional ventilator?
We have been working on developing an emergency ventilator. An emergency ventilator is a simple device. It is powered by the oxygen supply available in a regular hospital room. It connects into the hospital oxygen supply and then also connects to a patient through a regular endotracheal tube or through a mask, and it helps the patient to breathe. This is a relatively simple device, and we chose a simple product architecture as something that could potentially be scaled up very quickly to meet the needs in the coming weeks and months.
How does this differ from a traditional ventilator? You mentioned it's hooked up. If anyone's been in a hospital room, you know that on the wall behind the patient's bed, there's usually that whole array of plugs and things, and there is usually that green oxygen valve. How does this differ from what a traditional ventilator requires to operate?
So regular hospital-grade ventilators have sophisticated electronics and sensors, software intelligence, that control the patient's breathing rate and volume levels for air flowing in and out of the patient, things of that nature. An emergency ventilator is something that you might turn to in a situation where a regular hospital-grade ventilator is not available. An emergency ventilator is a much simpler device. It doesn't have electronics. It doesn't have software. It's powered by air power. It's a totally mechanical device. It's relatively small. It weighs just a few pounds. And what it does is it just provides opportunity to provide mechanical ventilation to a patient when a regular hospital ventilator is not available.
So I understand that you and your team kind of dropped everything to work on this. I'm picturing, if people remember that movie, Apollo 13, where there's that scene where they dump all these random parts on a table and say, okay, we gotta bring them back with, and this is all we have. I mean, can you describe for me the scenario and what it was like, how this idea came about, how your team went about this process?
About 3 weeks ago, Carl Health, our local hospital system, contacted the University of Illinois about the potential need for additional ventilators that may arise in the coming weeks and months and asked us if we could lean in to do something to help. We gathered a team of about 40 people, engineers and physicians, working together to come up with a solution that would make sense in the current emergency situation. This group of people, they just dropped everything that they were doing, and we worked around the clock for about 3 weeks to make this work. It's absolutely like we've been living in the Apollo 13 movie, a big group of people really focused on solving a common problem.
And so what is the process for actually getting these things into use? Are there going to be federal regulators weighing in on this? What is the timeline here? Or can we see these things deployed pretty quickly?
We have made the technology available under a free license, so organizations can come to our website and get access to the technology for free. We are talking to a bunch of manufacturers about potentially scaling up manufacturing. Because we focused on a simple device, we believe that it would be possible to scale up manufacturing within a period of weeks. We really want to get something out here that could be helpful to the world.
And are there any downsides to this type of ventilator as opposed to the hospital grade ventilators often have sophisticated electronics? What are any potential downsides for this technology?
Of course, one would always want to have the hospital-grade ventilator. We understand that there may be a shortage of such ventilators in the coming weeks and months. Of course, we can see things that are playing out in other communities and other parts of the world where that very situation is occurring. So an emergency ventilator is potentially something that could fill the gap. If there's a need, these emergency ventilators could be deployed to help people who need it.
And I just want to be clear here. Is this something that would need FDA approval before it could be put into use?
Absolutely. So any medical device requires FDA approval before it could be used in a clinical application.
Okay. And just about 30 seconds left in our conversation here. But, you know, I'm imagining that engineering, in a university, it can be kind of abstract sometimes, or at least there's long timelines to see things in the real world. And I wonder what it's like for you to be working on something that is such an urgent global need right now.
It is great that we can be part of helping people and solve the problem that we see playing out around us.
Okay. Bill King is professor at the Granger College of Engineering and the Carl Illinois College of Medicine's Department of Biomedical and Translational Biosciences. Good luck with the product. I hope it works out. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about it.
Thank you very much.
Coming up after the break, a new survey finds surprising agreement across partisan lines about the best path forward from the coronavirus. Stay tuned.